Democrats Push Cheap Housing for Illegal Migrants. By Neil Monroe on August 24, 2024. Democratic politicians nationwide are trying to put many illegal migrants into apartments and homes that would otherwise go to young Americans. In California, Democrats in the state assembly have passed legislation that would create home buyer tax breaks for illegal migrants who walk through weak border controls. When undocumented individuals are excluded from such house buying programs, they miss out on a crucial method of securing financial security and personal stability for themselves and their families, according to the sponsor, Representative Joaquin Arambula, a Democrat with a large and poor Latino constituency in Fresno Valley. The giveaway will drive up Americans' housing costs and make life tougher for the 85% of American-born California families who earn less than roughly $80,000 per year and spend more than 30% of their income on housing, according to a pro-migrant advocacy group. In Canada, the government's mass migration policy is preventing many young Canadians from buying homes, reducing the birth rate, exploding Canada's homeless population, and shifting vast wealth to older investors. Many young people will lose the retirement wealth that their parents earned from house ownership, Canada's pro-migration Prime Minister Justin Trudeau admitted in July. A woman in Langley goes off on mass immigration. Trudeau keeps bringing all these people in and there's no housing, and the food banks are dry. It's just absolutely insane, and it doesn't take a space rocket scientist to figure that out. What do you think? pic.twitter.com/fsfmazoxch. Riley Donovan, at Valdombra, January 8, 2024. In Oregon, Democrats funded a contractor who is offering $30,000 to home-buying foreigners who are not American citizens, despite a federal law barring discrimination against Americans. Unreal, responded Representative Ed Deal, a GOP legislator in Oregon. The government contractor is using taxpayer funds to give $30,000 grants to illegals to buy homes in Oregon. American citizens aren't even allowed to apply, he tweeted. On Facebook, he posted, American citizens in Oregon are struggling to find and buy a home. We have a severe housing shortage in this state. I am appalled that the hard-earned, limited tax dollars of Oregonians are being used to prioritize home ownership for certain non-U.S. citizens. In presidential politics, Kamala Harris is touting an opportunity economy where first-time homebuyers would get roughly $25,000 in aid. On August 16, she declared, "We also know that as the price of housing has gone up, the size of down payments have gone up as well. Even the aspiring homeowners save for years, it often still is not enough. So in addition, while we work on the housing shortage, my administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home." Kamala Harris wants to give $25,000 to illegal aliens to buy American homes. GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance responded in an August 16 tweet, adding, "This will only further exacerbate the housing shortage in our country. It's a disgrace. We should be making it easier and more affordable for American citizens to buy homes." The tweet was challenged by PolitiFact.com. Having seen no specific details from Vance's team that demonstrate Harris' proposal would benefit immigrants in the country illegally, we rate his claim false. Yet so far, the Harris campaign has not denied that the subsidies will be available to illegal migrants. That denial is unlikely, partly because Democrats are determined to change the United States via migration and publicly celebrate illegal migrants as Americans. No nation, no society has ever tried to build a democracy as big and as diverse as ours before. One that includes people that, over decades, have come from every corner of the globe. Former President Barack Obama told the Democratic Convention. The rest of the world is watching to see if we can actually pull this off, Obama added. Since 2021, President Joe Biden's deputies have pulled in roughly 10 million legal, illegal, and quasi-legal migrants. That huge inflow is roughly 3 migrants for every 4 American births. In many cities and states, Democrats also are providing rental subsidies to help illegal migrants get settled in the United States. That welcome for illegals has sharply spiked rental and house buying costs for the tens of millions of young Americans who, since 2020, must compete for the limited supply of real estate and for good housing against the fast-growing population of illegal migrants. The government's unpopular pro-migration, population boosting policies are a massive government giveaway to Wall Street investors, and also an election problem for Democrat politicians, including Harris. In contrast, Republicans are promising to help Americans by reducing the inflow of migrants. Housing costs are skyrocketing, absolutely skyrocketing. Because we have 15 million new migrants, former President Donald Trump said in an Arizona speech in June. We have no place to put them, and that number is growing so that we have absolutely no place. Vance has been vocal on the housing issue during his time in the Senate, according to HousingWire.com. The places in our own communities and states that have the highest immigration rates are the places with the highest home prices, Vance said during his July speech. It's not a correlation versus causation issue. If you actually look at it metro zone by metro zone, or parcel by parcel, you can see that where there is more immigration, there are higher home prices. But many GOP politicians ignore the issue, partly because they get strong support from the real estate industry. In Texas, for example, the GOP-dominated government has largely ignored a huge housing development designed for illegal migrants. The Colony Ridge development already houses 75,000 migrants, according to Todd Bensman, a migration expert with the Center for Immigration Studies.